This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation will celebrate the 80th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Flower petals will be showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force. After the showering of flower petals, the Prime Minister will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. More from our correspondent.
The grand event is set to commemorate 150 years of the enduring legacy of the national song Vande Mataram and celebrate the energy, aspirations and pivotal contribution of Yuva Shakti in driving India's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. For the first time, Vande Mataram will be rendered during the celebrations at Red Fort. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These include artisans under PM Vishwakarma scheme, women entrepreneurs under PM Mudra Yojana, street vendors under PM Swanidhi and taxi drivers of Bharat Taxi. Delhi Police has also made elaborate security arrangements in the national capital. With Dipendra, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid homage to all those who lost their lives and to those who struggled against the atrocities during the partition in 1947. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost, and immense suffering was endured. The Prime Minister also wished that the day deepens everyone's resolve to preserve harmony and brotherhood in the country and collectively work towards building a Viksit Bharat. The government has invited 100 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma from the Delhi NCR region as special guests to witness the 80th Independence Day ceremony at the Red Fort in Delhi. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises informed the beneficiaries will also be presented with souvenirs as a token of recognition and appreciation, followed by an interaction with officials of the Ministry of MSME today. The government has announced gallantry and service medals for 1,057 personnel of the police, fire services, home guard and civil defence and correctional services on the occasion of Independence Day tomorrow. The Ministry of Home Affairs today released the list of 301 medals for gallantry, including 272 for police personnel and 29 for fire service personnel. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The President's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. In view of the 80th Independence Day celebrations, the Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory for commuters travelling around the Red Fort in the national capital. The advisory will remain in effect from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. to ensure public safety and convenience. Meanwhile, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has announced extended metro services for the movement of special guests and the general public attending the Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort. Commuters can deboard at Lal Qila, Jama Masjid and Delhi Gate metro stations to reach the Red Fort. The DMRC stated that the extended metro service will begin at 4 a.m. and will operate at an interval of 30 minutes until the regular scheduled timetable comes into effect. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand tomorrow. Heavy rainfall conditions are also likely to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, West Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Vidarbh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeastern parts of India during the next 2 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading moderately lower in afternoon trade. Today, the Sensex fell 261 points to 77,819 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.